Good morning, Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf 116, daf Kuf Tet Zayin. We're going to start from the last line of Kuf Tet Vav on Bed 115b. I apologize, the last 2 days I was away, so we wasn't available to teach, but let's jump back in. And Bezad Hashem, this Thursday again, we're going to have a big siyum, finishing Masechet Bava Kama. Starting Friday morning, we're going to start Masechet Bava Metziah, Bezad Hashem. Okay, we are jumping right in. We are in the last line on page 115b. The Gemara says, "V'takala atzma tanaihi." The aspect of a takala, of a mishap happening, when it comes to truma that became tmeah, it's a machloket tanaim. The Tanya, as the Braita says, "Chavit shel yain shel truma shenitmet." If you have a barrel of wine that was truma that became tameh, Beit Shammai Amrim, Beit Shammai says, flipping the amud, "Tishafech hakol." You should spill it all together, all on the floor. Beitel says, "Ta'ase ziluf." You should make it into an air freshener. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, ani achriya. He says, "I will come and decide who is right. I will be the deciding factor." He says, "Babayi ta'ase ziluf." In the house, you should make it an air freshener. Basadeh, but it was in the field. Tishafech hakol. You should spill all of it. Ikad Amri. Some say, "Biyashan ta'ase ziluf." With old wine, you should make it into air freshener because it has a good scent. With new wine, tishafech hakol, you should spill it because it does not have a good aroma. Amrullah, they said to him, "Ein hachra'ah shel yishid machra'at." Your opinion is not able to be the opinion that is the deciding factor in this case. Rashi explains, because neither one of Beit Shammai nor Beit Hillel mentioned a house or a sadeh. So you are only coming to explain the machloket in your opinion, so that you can't be that third opinion that is machriya b'nehem. Then the Mishnah said, "Im yomar lo atzilet shelcha v'chulei." We were talking about in the Mishnah, if let's say somebody, let's go back to the Mishnah, if somebody is coming with his barrel of wine and somebody else coming with a barrel of oil, of honey, and the barrel of honey got a crack in it, this guy spills out his barrel of wine. So if he says to him, "I will save yours and you give me my worth, what is the value of what I'm losing out," you have to give it to him. So the Gemara says, "Amai, why does he have to do that? Why can't you just tell him, 'Mishatani bacha'? I was joking with you. I wasn't serious. I'm not going to actually give it to you." Milo tani, don't we have a braita? Says, "Harish ayab borach mivet asurim." Somebody was running away from jail. Don't do this at home. Vayitam maboret lefanav. And there was a ship that was taking off. It was going. It was leaving. And he would have been able to get away if he got on the ship. Amar lo tol dinar avireni. He ran to the ship and he said, "Take this dinar and let me on the ship." A dinar is much more than what the worth was to get on the ship. Ein lo elas charo. At the end, if he gets on the ship, he can say, "Never mind, I was joking." He just gives him what the actual worth is, what his payment is, and that's it. Alma, what do we see? Amar le mishateni becha. So you see that the guy can say that he was kind of joking. So hachanami, why don't we say the same thing over here? Leima le mishateni becha. He could say he was joking. So the Gemara says, "Halo dame ela seifa." This is only similar to the seifa of the Braita. V'im amar lo tol dinar ze bischarecha v'avireni. If he says, "Take this dinar in your payment and take me on the ship," noten lo scharom shalem. You have to give him the full payment, what you said. So maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Why is the beginning and the end of the Braita different? So amar Rami bar Chama bitzayad hasholet dagim min hayam. It's talking about a fisherman that is he catches fish from the water. V'amarle avsatani kevare bezuza. You caused me to lose out on the fish that I could have caught. Rashi says, "V'ainu bischaro." The katani told dinar bischar shatam avsid kan v'tavireni. Take this dinar and the payment that you are losing out on, and take me on your ship. Noten lo otos sachar mishalem v'niti nami harehev sedoy nikar. And the Mishnah also is talking about where they have said the loss out is also recognized. So that's how you would explain it over here. Then it says, "Shataf nar chamoro v'chamor chavero shelo yafe mane." We said that if, let's say, water came and washed out his donkey and his friend's donkey, and his donkey was worth one mane, his friend's donkey was worth two manes. If he says he leaves his donkey to go save his friend's donkey, the guy just has to pay him his payment. Whereas if he said, "I will go save your donkey and you give me what's worth mine," then you're chayav to give it to him. So the Gemara says, "Utsuricha, we need both of these cases, the case of wine and the case of the donkey. Why do we need both?" If I would have only said the first case of wine, that over there that he explained to him, that if I do this, you have to pay me full, That's when we'd give him full. Because over there, he's explicitly pouring out his wine to fill your oil, your honey, to save your honey. But in the case of the donkey, the mimela, that it's happening all on its own, maybe I would have thought he only gets his payment. Over there, I would have said that in general, you'd only get paid the payment, not the worth of what you lost out, because it just happened on its own. But in the case of wine, the biadaim, it happened explicitly, he poured it out. Even in general, I would have thought, that you would have given the full payment. So the Gemara says, no, it's coming to teach us that if he doesn't say, I will save it, and you have to pay me the full payment, then he only pays him his sacharo. The Gemara says, he has a question from Rav. Yarad la'atzil ba'ala shelo me'elav ma'u. He went down to save the animal, and then his animal came out on its own. What happens? So Amar Leh Mishmaya Rachimu Aleh. From Shamayim, they had mercy on him, and he gets to keep it. Kiha, there's a story. Rav Safra Havaka Azil Shayarata. Rav Safra was going in a caravan. Lavinuahu Ari. And every night they had a lion that would escort them, that would kind of protect them, that they would send out, to protect. But every night, one of the men on the caravan had to give his donkey for the lion to eat. When Rav Safra's turn came up, he gave his donkey, but the lion didn't eat it. So Kadim Rav Safra was a chabez. Rav Safra went and grabbed it, and he took it at his own, and he married it to the animal. Why does he have to go and be zoche in the animal? When he made it ownerless, it was for the lion. It wasn't for everyone that he made it ownerless. The Gemara answers, Rav Safra just wanted to make sure that nobody would have any speculations or any worries or any ears. So he said, you know what, I'm going to go and be Zuchebo, even though I don't necessarily need to. But what do we learn from this story? That over here also, from Shamayim, they had mercy on him and they gave him his animal back. So too, in our case, they had mercy on him. Rav had a question from Rebbe. He went down to save the animal, but he didn't end up saving it. So what's the deen? Amar lo, v'zo she'ela, is this a question? Eno, el eskaro, he only gets his schar. When I says, ATV, we have a contradiction. Hasukher tapuela, if somebody pays a worker, flipping the amut, la'vi kruv v'dur maskanin lechole, to bring food to a sick person, v'alachum etzao shemet, and he went and saw the sick person died, o she'ivri, or he got better. No, ten lo scharo mishalem. You pay his full payment. What do you see? You do pay him full, even though he didn't actually finish the job. So the Gemara says, "Amar le midam." Is that even similar? Hatam avich shaliach shlichute. Over there, the messenger did his messaging. He was sent to go get food. He got the food. But alcha lo avad avid shaliach shlichute. But over here, in the case of going down to save, he didn't end up saving the animal. Tanur banan meva breita shayara shayita mealechad omidbar. The caravan was going in the desert, and some robbers, they came to try to to ruin them, to fight them. We evaluate based on the money's worth of who is wealthier on the ship, on the caravan, and not based on the amount of people that are there. Okay, if they paid like a person to walk in front of them and guide them and protect them as a weapon, they even count based on each family how many people they have in each family. And we don't change from the minhag of the chamarin. And the chamarin are able to say a condition that anyone who loses their donkey will give them another donkey. But if they were negligent, we don't give them. If they were not negligent, we would give them. And if he said, "Tenuli, v'aniyashmor, give it to me, and I will guard it," and shomino, we don't listen to him. So the Gemara says, "Pshita, obviously." No, we're talking about a case where he has another donkey. Ma'od etem would have thought, "Had they come mintarle, he's guarding his own donkey." Kamashmalan. It's different to guard one donkey than it is to guard two donkeys. So even though he's guarding his donkey already, it's not the same thing to guard two as it is to guard one. Tanur Banam, we have another braita. Svina shaita me'alechet bayam, if you have a ship, you know, a boat going in the water, amad alea nechshol letov'a ve'ekelu m'asa'a, winds and waves came and tried to drown it, so they tried to get rid of some of the weight. We go based on the weight, not based on the money. It's not based on how much wealth that each person had. Rather, we go based on the weight of what was brought onto the ship. So the Gemara says, "We don't change from the custom of the sailors." And they're allowed to make a condition that anyone who loses their boat, we give them another. If it was negligent, we don't give them. If it was not negligent, we give them. But if they go somewhere with their boat that ships are not supposed to go, then we would not give them. So the Gemara says pshita, obviously. So the Gemara's case is lo tzricha de ben Nisan merchake chad ashla v'tishrei merchake tre ashla. In Nisan they go one ashla. In Tishrei they go two ashlas. Ashleis. In the month of Nisan, he went to the place where they usually go for Tishrei. Mao de tema, I would have thought the vashe naket v'azil. He's just going his normal path. Hamashmalan that no, you're only allowed to go where it's the custom of people to go during that time. Other places further than that could be dangerous. So therefore, it's on you, and you would not be given another boat. Tanar Rabbanan, we have another brayta. Shayara shahita mehalechet b'midbar. If you had a caravan that was going in the desert, the Amad guys at Utrafa, and the guys came and they destroyed it. The Amad echad men v'itzil, and one came out and saved them. Itzil emsa, he saved it and split it with everyone. Everyone splits what's left, what's saved. V'mamara ani atzil atzmin. If he says I'm saving it for myself, itzil atzmo, he saved his own. It belongs to him now. So hechidame, what's the case here? Id yachol lehatzil. If he's able to save, afilu seifa nami lemsa. Even if he said, I will save it, it's for me, it's not for you, you're saving it for everyone. If he's not able to save it, even the first case, even when he doesn't specify that it's for him, it should be that he saved everything and it's his. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, we have three answers over here. Hacha veshutafino skinan. Over here we're talking about a partnership. Ukegon ze shutaf cholek shalot adat chaveron. Over here we're talking about where this partner, he is splitting it for himself and without the knowledge, without the consent of his friend, his partners. So Amar, if he said, Palig, if he said that I'm taking it for myself, then Rashi says, Amar Palig me'akev chelko et ma shehitzil. Lo Amar lo Palig, v'shapir avad dimsar nashe ha'iska d'tarvayu, o'il v'u shutaf imo orche le'mitrach ha'kula iska. If let's say he said, if he said that this is going to be mine, right, that's going to be his. If he did not say that it's going to be his, then it's not going to be his, right? That would be the explanation over here. So that's what it's talking about. It's talking about a partnership where it depends on if he said he's saving it for himself or he didn't say he's saving it for himself. Answer number two, Rava says, Hacha bepo'alin askina. Over here we're dealing with workers. Ukerav, and like Rav said, Amar Rav, po'el yachol lachzor bo afil b'chatzei hayom. A worker can quit even in the middle of the day. As long as he doesn't quit, he's still in the jurisdiction of the Baal HaBayit. And when he does quit, it's another reason. Hashem says that for me, the Jewish people are slaves. They're not slaves to other slaves, meaning they're not slaves to other people, to other Jews. So therefore, how would you explain this? So the Rashi explains, talking about a case where they were not able to save, and therefore, we're talking about they're not slaves to others, so if he quits, and he says that, he quits in the middle of the day, and says, I'm no longer working for this person, and what I'm saving over here is for myself, he gets to keep it, he is his own person, and he's only a slave to Hashem. Answer number three, Rav Ashi says, "Kishiyachol hatzil idei adachak." It's talking about where he's able to save, but it's very difficult. If he revealed his, his mindset, then it goes to him. If he did not reveal his mindset, then it goes to be split amongst everyone. And this would be the third answer of how we would explain this case. Okay, we'll start there for today. We'll do just a quick halakha. On the previous amud, we had a question on halakha. Let's say somebody hires a worker to go and bring food to a sick person. He brought the food, and then the sick person ended up dying, or he got better. He doesn't need it. So what's the halakha? What's the din with the guy? Do you have to pay him or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says, don't tell him. You can't just tell him, The food that you brought, take it as your payment. No, you can't say that. You give him all his payment, what it was worth, even though you didn't give the food to the person because the guy died. Still, he did a shlichut. The messaging was to go and get the food. He got the food. So you have to pay him the schar of what he was supposed to do, which he did. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a 1-minute recap.